This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and on Sunday, while Melburnians were slip, slop, slapping their way through the hottest Pride March in years, it was also World Cancer Day, a day where cancer researchers, charities and health professionals from around the world work together for better health outcomes globally in the face of cancer.
And joining us this morning ahead of their big giving day is Todd Harper, the CEO of Cancer Council Victoria. Todd has been part of Cancer Council Vic for over 30 years, and we're thrilled to have his time this morning. Thank you so much, Todd, and welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hi, great to be with you, and I hope everyone survived the sweltering heat yesterday. It was pretty fierce out there.
It certainly was, and thankfully we have all survived. Now, with World Cancer Day on the 4th of February, there's a global call to close the care gap, with the reality that who you are and where you could live could be the difference between life and death. As a leader of an organisation like Cancer Council Victoria, what does that mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is that we need to think about cancer as a disease of inequity. In other words, many of us will experience cancer in our lifetimes, but for those who face inequalities, the cancer gap is more significant. So it means for in many cases, those people are more likely to be diagnosed with cancer and have poorer outcomes as a result. So we need to make sure that addressing the root cause of inequity is fundamental in everything that we do. So if we think about gender, sexuality, where we live, income, all of these things are really important influences on cancer and cancer outcomes. So part of our work is making sure that we recognise those barriers and that we're working on some of the issues that can actually address those and improve outcomes. Because if we improve outcomes for those who face the greatest inequities, we will see improvements in cancer outcomes overall.
Absolutely.
True.
I mean, let's be real. Cancer affects everyone. I don't think there's anyone whose life has not been affected by cancer in some way or another, whether they have had it or not. But let's just look at a more local standpoint now. What are some of the issues that are facing Victorians the most when it comes to cancer?
Yeah, so, well, if we start at the cancers that are most likely to affect us. So globally, we know that there are nearly 10 million cancer deaths in 2020, nearly one in six deaths. At a local level here in Victoria, we also see a significant burden across the population. Most of us, as you were saying, at some point are going to be affected by cancer or know someone who is. That will often be a loved one. So we have more than 35,000 Victorians who are diagnosed with cancer, or about 98 every day. And the most common cancers are breast, lung, colon and prostate cancers. These are the ones that we most commonly see across the population. But what we also know is that we have seen significant improvements in those. You know, smoking levels have come down, and that's seen a big reduction in lung cancer, for example. We're also seeing breast screening and breast treatments have been very, very successful. So some cancers we're actually seeing more than 90% survival, which is a great outcome.
That's great.
Where we've got more work to do, I think, is on areas, some of like bowel cancer is one of our most preventable cancers. And if it's detected early, more than 90% of those cancers can be successfully treated, but only a small number of people actually participate in those screening tests when they're delivered in the mail to us.
Yeah, oh, that's incredibly shocking. And that's definitely, that's one that hits close to me at the moment. My gran actually is having a relapse. I don't know what the thing is when it comes back. Yeah, really, really awful. And the other thing as well is, this is going off book now, but medical professionals believing people when they come with concerns, that's a huge thing. Do you think that there is work that can be done in educating our medical professionals to maybe look into things deeper?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few things there. I think what you've outlined is really powerful. We need to be doing a few things. We need to be focusing on those groups, those populations that have poorer outcomes. What can we be doing more to improve their cancer experiences? I think we also need to be working with our healthcare professionals to provide a welcoming, trusting, supportive environment. So if we think about going to the doctor or a healthcare professional, it's one of the most important relationships outside of our immediate loved ones that we have, because if we have a relationship that fosters honesty, candor, trust in those relationships, then we're more likely to share intimate and personal experiences, which can be really important in health outcomes. And we know that for some, you know, we're told, for example, that disclosing information about sexual orientation, gender identity, these are very personal things, and it requires a trusting relationship to be able to have that relationship with our healthcare providers, and for knowing that our healthcare provider takes on board that information and is able to provide information that is personalised and relevant to that person.
Oh, that is so important. Can you tell us a little bit about the Cancer Research Giving Day and how money raised on that day is going to get utilised?
Yes, absolutely. So research is really delivering the hope of tomorrow. And if we think about the enormous changes that we've seen in cancer outcomes over the last few years, or last few decades, really. So 20, 25 years ago, less than 50% of people on average diagnosed with cancer were surviving 5 years. Today, that's about 70%. And that's really come on the back of research that's unlocking the cures of that we're able to experience today. We've seen a better understanding of how to prevent cancer. If we look at some of the changes that we've seen, dramatic falls in lung cancer thanks to smoking levels declining steadily over the last 30 to 40 years. We've seen developments in immunotherapies which are providing hope for a whole range of cancers that were previously difficult to treat. We want to make sure that we're continuing to invest in that life-saving cancer research which is giving hope for people today and for future generations.
Don't go anywhere, Todd. We have more questions for you. You are on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're chatting to Todd Harper, CEO of Cancer Council Victoria, this morning on the show. As I mentioned earlier, as we were chatting, it's hard to imagine a world where people aren't affected by cancer at some point in their lives. What support does the Cancer Council offer Australians who are affected by cancer?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the most important services that we provide is our 131120 telephone service, which is with trained oncology nurses who are there to provide information on a whole range of issues to people. It can be about cancer, but it can also be about some of the other challenges that people experience, such as the cost of cancer, impact that people experience as a result of discrimination, loss of income, loss of employment during a cancer treatment. So all of those things are very important. We've worked very hard with the LGBTIQI+ community in recent years to make sure that our services are also responding to the needs of the community. So that's meant the development of resources which are available on our website, and also making sure that our nurses have undergone all of the relevant training, cultural awareness training, so that they can provide a really trusted service for people from LGBTIQ+ background, because those are some of the issues which we know are really important in providing people with the confidence that they need, the information that they need, the emotional support that we sometimes need when faced with a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, because that's one thing. That's cancer huge. Does not discriminate.
No, it does not. What was that number again?
So it's 131120. And this is a service that we provide. It's for nurses who also do, they're often oncology nurses. So they have, if you like, experience on the ward. But they've also got that understanding of some of those broader influences about the costs of cancer, mental health issues, stress, discrimination, anxiety, which all can all be part of a cancer journey. Mm. Cancer often is comes along when we least expect it. We don't sort of train to ourselves what to do in the event of cancer. So to have those nurses available when we need them is really important. Mm.
Yeah, definitely. Now, looking towards the future, Todd, where is Cancer Council Victoria going to focus their energies and their research on that we can get behind?
So some of the things that we're really focused on, one of the big goals that I'm really proud of our organisation for, we've adopted the target of trying to eliminate cervical cancer. Hey. And imagine that we could actually get to a stage where cervical cancer, for all intents and purposes, is eliminated. Now, we can actually achieve that, and Victoria could be one of the first jurisdictions in the world to achieve that. Now, what we need to do that is to make sure that we're working with those all communities to participate in screening programs, early detection, etc. Now, we know that cervical screening is very well accepted, and about 70% of the Australian population currently participate in those screening programs. But in the LGBTIQ plus community, it's only about 58%. So we want to work with those communities to improve understanding and knowledge of that program. We want to do more in the effort of screening. I've mentioned bowel cancer screening. That's a really important one. And then also prevention. You know, we know that so many of these cancers that we've talked about today can be prevented: quitting smoking, reducing body weight, reducing alcohol, healthy diet. Slip, slop, slap in the summer months is really important. So all of those things we know can make a big difference in preventing about a third of all of cancers. And then finally, for those people diagnosed with cancer, particularly since the pandemic, it's become clear that we need to be doing more to help people navigate through a healthcare system. It's very difficult when you're diagnosed with a disease such as cancer, and then you're not feeling well, you've had to make all of these other adjustments within your life, work, social, etc., to then have to navigate through the healthcare system. It's a really challenging task for people diagnosed with cancer and their carers. So we want to make sure that through our 13, 11, 20 cancer nurse service, we're doing everything that we can to help people navigate through the challenges of a healthcare system to ensure they get the best cancer outcomes.
This has been so enlightening hearing from you this morning, Todd. Thank you so much for taking the time with us and for your service to reduce the effects of cancer in Victoria.
You can get involved with the great work the Cancer Council is doing. Find them online, and they're across all social platforms as well. And I think we're going to have to get you back another time to talk about the cervical cancer and how it affects our community as well, because that's a really important topic that we just don't have enough time to cover all of it in one day. But thank you so much for your time this morning, Todd.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
And you can find out more information regarding our community and how cancer affects our community at cancercouncil.com.au/LGBTQI.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.